is making some more copies of the outline. He'll be down in a few minutes for you that don't have a copy.
我们手上没有那个单张的呢 ，Eric 现在去复印了，他一会儿会下来。
Okay, let's pray together.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Okay, Father, thank you so much for our Bible study tonight and for these dear ones who've come.
主啊，谢谢您啊，我们今晚的圣经学习以及啊一切来参加我们学习的这些弟兄姊妹们。
We believe, Father, that there is a lesson for all of us to learn, and we pray that we would have ears to hear tonight.
主啊，我们知道啊，我们这些都是非常好的，可以让我们学习的教导。求您让我们有这样的耳朵来听。
We also realize that we will not understand unless you give us help to understand.
主啊，我们也知道，若不是您帮助我们，我们真的不能明白。
So all of us have different needs, but you are able to speak to each heart.
我们每一个人都有不同的需要，但是您能够向我们每一个人的心说话。
So we ask help of the Lord to do His work and do His will tonight.
主啊，我们也盼望您做您的工，也愿您的旨意在我们身上成全。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 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 Okay, great, Eric. Richard needs one here.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
And Soko needs one.Aaron might need one.
Oh.
No, Aaron, you don't have the outline. You have the Bible text, right?
I have this kind of translate.
Yeah, but you have the outline?
Outline.
Oh, I don't have it.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Thank you, Eric, very much.So, who is here for the first time? Richard is here for the first time tonight? Yes, great, wonderful, welcome. And Aaron was here last week, so no, nothing special for Aaron. No. And Soko, you've been here other time. Anybody else? Oh,
Audrey.
Audrey. Audrey here for the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome, Audrey. So she needs an outline, maybe.
Yes.
There, very good. And I know that Leo, you know, Kamstra, you know Leo and Allison, they said they would not be able to be here tonight, but say hello to everybody.
Leo and Allison, thank you.对，问好啊，他们今天没法过来。
Okay. Okay, we have been studying one of the parables that the Lord Jesus spoke.
我们一直在学习呢，在周三的晚上学习这个圣经关于撒种的比喻。
Okay. The parable is called the parable of the sower.
就是撒种的比喻，这个比喻叫做。
Who or what is a sower?
撒种是什么意思？
Anyone?
谁知道撒种什么意思？
Preacher? Well, yeah, if you're going to sow the seed of the word of God, you're going to be an announcer, a proclaimer.Or if you want to call him a preacher, you could call him that.
你可以管他叫做传道的人，对，可以这么说。
When Jesus first told the story, though, he was telling the story about a farmer planting seeds in his field. Remember that?
当耶稣刚开始讲这个故事的时候，他说一个农夫在他的地里撒种，你还记得吗？
And when he told the story, he said the seed that he was planting fell on four different kinds of ground.
然后呢，他就说呢，他的种子会放到了撒到了四种不同的土里去。
And then he began to tell the spiritual part of the story that the seed is the word of God.
然后他就讲到了一些属灵的应用。 种子就是神的道。
And that people's hearts are like the four kinds of soil or ground.
然后人的心呢，就看就相当于四种不同的土。
Okay, who can tell me one of the types of soil that we've been talking about?
谁能告诉我一种的土？我们讲过的一种的土。Sideway.
Okay, the pathway,
pathway.
Or the sideway. Okay.
路旁的。
Okay, hard like this table.
就像这个桌子。
It's the same thing you see. Somebody cuts through the park and they make a little path, and the next one, and the next one, and finally it's just hard packed right out in the middle of the park. You'll see a trail going through.
对，就像有些人在开车在停车的时候，他一直一直压的那条路啊，一点一点就越来越硬了。
It's not a good place to plant seed.
这种的路面是不太容易种子撒得进去的。
Has anybody here ever planted any grass seed in your yard? Have you done that?
有谁在你们的花园里种过种子的
？No. Yeah. Oh yeah. Some of you. Good. You know what they recommend that you do when you're going to plant grass seeds? You might have a bare space in your yard. If you're going to plant it, get a rake and rough the ground up so the little seeds can get down in there.
就是有经验的人都会教你呢，你要做这个园丁工作的时候，你一定要去先去犁那个地啊，然后让那个种子好进去。
I have a gravel driveway. My driveway is not paved, but it's gravel where I live.
我家呢有一个小石子的那种那个车道哈。
I wouldn't try planting any grass seed in my driveway.
我从来不尝试在那个上面撒点。
I don't know why it keeps coming up though. sometimes the grass comes up. That's weeds though. That is not grass.
当然有的时候你会看见草自己会长起来，但那个不是种的哈，那是野草啊。
Okay. So what happened to the seed that fell on the pathway? What happened to it?
那如果种子落在这个路上的。
On the hard surface.
硬的这个地面上
Bird.
飞鸟就来吃掉了
And what happens to the seed of the word of God that falls on a person who says I am not interested in that? What happens to that seed?
同样的属灵的应用呢，就是神的道落到了一些人心里，但是他说我不想要，这个之后会发生什么呢？
The devil comes, the Bible says, is what we read. The devil comes and takes the seed of the word of God. They're not interested anyhow. They don't want it. They're not open to it. So it's easy picking, actually. He just comes and gets it.
所以恶者呢，就是魔鬼会过来，会把这些撒进去的道呢就吃掉。然后这个其实他们也不感兴趣，所以这个非常容易，因为他没有进他的心，所以恶者非常容易把这个拿走。
I find it very difficult when I talk to people about the Lord Jesus and they say, I am not interested in that.
我发现的非常难哈，对于人讲福音的时候，他说，哎，我一点兴趣都没有，非常难的。
And it seems for some people, no matter what you say, they are against it.
所以看起来呢，至少对有些人，不管你怎么说呢，他就是抵挡。
So it's no wonder that the devil comes along and helps them forget anything that they heard.
所以很好理解，就是像这种人呢，恶者就会来，就会让他们把真正神的道呢忘个干净。
So the next soil that we looked at was what?
那下一种的土我们是发现是什么土？
Rocky soil, shallow soil. The seed went in and it seemed to come up, but what happened to it?
很浅的那种石头地。
No roots. And what happened to these people eventually?
那就是没有根了。那这种人会最终会发生什么样的情形？
They turned back. They didn't continue on. They fell away. Were they ever really Christians?
所以他们会转向啊，他们不会坚持跟随啊。他们是不是真的基督徒得救的呢？
No, we're going to say they were not Christians because they didn't have root, and at the end they fell away. fell away from the Lord because there was no life in them to start with.
所以我们并不认为这个他们是有根的，因为最终会枯萎，这个不是。
Okay, then the third type, we're just reviewing. We've been over this and some. They know all the answers here. They're just being shy tonight.
第三种的是什么？
Okay, the third type was among the thorns. Very good. And weeds. What three thorns did we look at?
这是在荆棘里的和有哪三种的荆棘啊？世界上有哪三种的荆棘？
Okay, cares, riches, pleasures. What does that mean? What does cares, riches, pleasures mean?
这三种是什么意思？
World
思虑钱财。
Well, world system. Okay, these people are overthrown in their life. They're overgrown in their life.
所以他们在他们的生命里面是被这些东西给挤住了。
And they become very occupied with getting more money, or they're stressed out because of the money they do have. They're scared they're going to lose it, and they're hoping to buy more things that will make them happy.
对，他们很可能会是心里想要赚更多的钱，然后因为自己要做的事情呢，会有更多的压力。或者说想要买一些自己不是很需要的东西，反类似于这样的情形。
Do you think you're happy if you have more things or less things？
所以你觉得你是更开心当你是有更多的东西时候，还是更少的东西时候？
More things.
Good honest answer.
Definitely.
Yeah. What's that?
He said definitely more things.
You're happier if you have more things. Yeah. Aaron, why is it that all of the rich Hollywood movie stars have had such sad lives? Because they got more money than any of us.
为什么那个这么多的好莱坞的明星啊，他那么非常有钱，那他们还不是很开心呢？
The people that... Go ahead.They're drug addicts, they're immoral, they commit suicide, they have boats and houses and anything, but they're not happy.
他们有游艇，他们有房大房子。
They choose to be successful and they lose all the goals. So, there are no goals to reach them, so.
他们有游艇，他们有大房子， maybe a chance for
it. Yeah, yeah.
然后但他们很多还是自杀的，吸毒的，过不道德生活的。到底发生什么呢？然后 Aaron 回答：也许他们目标都达到了，失去了奋斗的方向。he said maybe they already reached their goals, so lose their engine or any target. Yeah, no goals.
No goal.
Yeah, too successful.
Too successful. Yeah. Well. The Lord Jesus said that what would it profit a man if he would gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
对，耶稣说过一句话，他说如果人得着全世界却失掉自己的灵魂，又有什么益处呢？
It is not the things that we possess that make us happy. It is the things that are in our heart that are the most important things.
并不是我们拥有的事情让我们感到快乐，其实是我们里面的。
I thought at one time, I was like Aaron at one time, I thought if I had everything and all the money and all the girls and the fast cars and the big this and the big, I would be so happy you wouldn't believe how happy I would be.
我在年轻的时候也跟 Aaron 一样，那我有一度我觉得我要有全部的钱，最快的车。然后所有的事东西都我拥有，我会特别的高兴，最世界最快乐的人。
I always wanted to be free. I wanted to do whatever I wanted to do without anybody telling me when to start or when to come home. You know.
我特别希望的那一阵子，特别希望很自由， 不要别人来告诉我什么时候停，什么时候回家，我就想要做自己想做的事情。那时候特别强的心愿。
I lived like that for quite a while, for a few years, and didn't make me happy.
我过这样的生活呢，过了还蛮长的一段时间，但其实我一点也不开心。
And I might have even reached my goal. I think I did.
我也快达到我的目标了。
But the only way I ever found freedom was when I found Jesus Christ.
那我真正得到自由的时候，是我认识主了，认识耶稣基督之后。
You know, the Lord Jesus said, "If you know me, I will set you free."
耶稣说呢，如果你认识我呢，我就会给你自由。
I was never so free to do anything I wanted to do, other than when I met the Lord Jesus.
我在耶稣之后，我才能够意识到我是如此的自由啊，能够。
This is certainly not a popular message. I know that.
我知道这不是一个非常流行的信息。
And for a lot of young people, maybe most young people, they think, "What? Jesus? Bible? Oh, I want to go more video games or something."
大部分的年轻人都说啊，耶稣、圣经，我不要，我还是更想去看一些碟，或者玩一些游戏了。
So anyhow, what I'm saying is in this third soil that we're talking about, in the third soil, this person sort of hears the word of God, and it says in verse 14, they go forth, but they don't go forth to produce any evidence of Christ. They go forth to be choked by all of the thorns and cares and riches.
所以第三种的人呢，在十四节你会看见他是听见了，他也接近来了，就是到他的心里，但是他往前走的时候呢，他被挤住了。
Can anybody think about another story in the life of the Lord Jesus where a rich man came to him and said, "What do I have to do to go to heaven?"
谁还能记得那个故事？有个年轻的副官来到耶稣面前说：“我要做什么才能
？”Remember that? He was a young man.
他是个年轻的人。
Very rich.
非常有钱。
Said he had great possessions.
圣经说他有很多很多的产业。
You know, did you ever notice in that story, Jesus did not run him down; he ran Jesus down.
所以你会发现呢，在那个故事里呢，这个。耶稣把他挑战了。
Jesus didn't go and find him and say, "Look, you got too many, you got too much money. It won't make you happy. You come and follow me." He didn't do that.
耶稣并没有说呢，哎，你钱太多了，你应该过来跟随我。他没有这么说。
But you had a rich man whose riches were not making him happy, and when he saw a man who didn't have any money in his pocket,
这里故事的起头是。这个年轻人自己去找耶稣，他有了一切的拥有，但他不开心。然后他看见一个什么也没有的耶稣呢，他去找他，问他什么才是。
And he didn't have a house, he didn't have a place to call his own.
他也没有，耶稣没有一个自己的房子。
You'd say, "Why would a rich man want to talk to somebody like that?"
你会问自己啊，为什么一个这么富有的人会想去跟这样的人去聊一聊呢？
When he talked to that.When the rich man talked to the Lord Jesus, he asked the Lord Jesus, "What do I have to do that I might have eternal life?"
所以当年轻人去见耶稣的时候，他我该做什么才能承受永生呢？
I believe tonight that if we read in the paper tomorrow, "Eternal life for sale, $5 million, guaranteed, or your money back."People would want to buy that.
我相信啊，今天晚上如果你去看报纸呢，如果上面有条广告，啊，明天要去登出来的广告说，保证有永生啊，500万，如果没有就退款，全额退款，你猜会怎么样？
Yeah, I think they would, but you can't buy it.
每个人都会去买。
Not for sale.
但是这个是不是能买来的。
See, maybe that rich man thought, "If Jesus only told me how much money I had to pay, I am rich, I can pay that."
所以当这个年轻人去见耶稣的时候，他说他是在想我能付多少钱，我能付得起。
So the Lord Jesus said, Well, what I want you to do is just keep the commandments.
所以耶稣回答说呢，我要你做的就是守那个十诫，守耶摩西律法。
And the rich man said, "I already did that."
那个年轻人说，我都做了，这个我都做到了。
Which he didn't. He did not do it, but he said he did.
其实他没有了，但是他自己没有意识到，他说我做到了。
So Jesus said, "Okay." The only thing that you lack now, if you've already kept the commandments, the only thing you lack now is just sell everything you have, give it to the poor people, and then come with me.
所以耶稣就说呢，如果你真的做到了，那你还差一件，你就把你所有的产业都变卖，去周济穷人，那你来跟从我。
At that point in the story, the Bible says the rich man went away sad.
然后圣经说，在这个点上呢，这个年轻人就忧忧愁愁的走了。
He might have been willing to give some of his riches for eternal life, but not all of them.
所以他很可能愿意呢，给自己财富的一部分去换这个永生，但不是全部的。
Of course, the Lord Jesus wasn't saying if you gave up all your money, you could have eternal life. He was putting his finger on the problem of that young man's life.
所以耶稣并不是真的要他的钱，而是呢，耶稣把他的指头戳在了这个年轻人的那个点上。就是他是被钱财。
The problem was the young man trusted in his riches more than he was willing to trust in Jesus.
这个年轻人的麻烦就是他更信靠看得见的财富，而不是信靠神。
Do you know that there are people that commit suicide when the stock market drops 15 cents or 15% or whatever it is?
你知道会有人自杀当中。股市跌了15-20%以后，
就 because that's all they got to live for. They lose everything in one night. Crash, boom, gone.
所以
you know,
常常会有人自杀，是因为他觉得他这个所依靠的东西没有了，他生命也没有意义了。
Jesus told his disciples that it was easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven.
所以耶稣在那个年轻副官的比喻后面就说。他说骆驼穿过针的眼呢、啊、就比这个穷人这个富人进神的国还要容易啊。
Do you know how big a camel is?
你知道这个一个骆驼有多大？
You know how small a needle is?
你知道那个针眼啊，针眼。
You think a camel could go through a needle like a thread?
你觉得像一根线穿过针眼，一个大骆驼能穿得过针眼？
That is no, as impossible.
这是不可能的。
You cannot put a camel through the eye of a needle. That is impossible.
不能把个骆驼塞到针眼里去。
And do you know what? In the context, Jesus was saying, it is easier for that camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a man who trusts in his riches.
所以在上下文里呢，耶稣用这个比喻就说呢，一个人信靠钱财，他要进神的国，他要谦卑，比那个还要难呢。
So it's impossible for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. It's impossible for a rich man who trusts in his riches to have eternal life. It's impossible.
所以这是非常是不可能的，貌似是不可能。
So his disciples said, "Who could ever be saved?"
然后那个门徒马上问：“那这样还有谁能得救呢？”
He said, "With God, all things are possible."
Even
that rich man could repent, but as long as he trusts in his riches, he cannot have eternal life.
所以耶稣说，在人不能啊，在神凡事都能。
Okay.
甚至这个年轻的副官，
除非他悔改啊。Some of the problems with the seed that fell in, we talked about the thorny ground or the among the thorns, and that's the problem.And people get so involved in making money and taking care of money and having fun that the seed just gets choked out and they bring no fruit to perfection.
所以第三种的这个例子就是他会有很多的事情啊，今生的思虑钱财厌了他就挤住了，就结不出果子来，结不出成熟的籽粒了。
I'm suggesting that so far in our story,None of these people have really become a Christian yet.
那我知道呢，这三种的土呢，三种的人其实都没有真的相信主，真的成为基督徒。
But we got one ground left.
那还有一种的土。
And that's called good ground.
那这叫做好土。
I find that kind of interesting. It's called good ground.
非常有意思啊，这叫好土。
So, what would characterize good ground for the seed to fall on? What would good ground look like?
那好土是像什么样的？
Wet, moist, yeah, wet, soft, okay. What would a person look like who had good ground?
Gentle.
Joy,
okay. Fruit, the spirit. Fruit, the spirit. Fruit,好土这样类似的人是个什么样的？可能是温柔的。
How good does a person have to be before they can become a Christian?
那一个人要必须要怎么样的好，他才能成为基督徒啊？
Humble.
谦卑。
Okay. Humble. Okay. Anything else?
还有什么？温和
kindness
well everybody should be kind that's you know but if we had to be kind before we became a Christian I know at least one person here tonight that would not be a Christian
如果一个人必须要和蔼温和才能成为基督徒啊！至少今晚有一个人是不能成为基督徒。我。
I thought I was kind.
我觉得我是。
But I was very selfish.
我其实。
I was only kind if it helped me.
其实我非常自私的。其实我只有在对我有利的时候，我才变得很温和。
You be kind to somebody that can be kind back to you.
你只会对那个会向你回报这个温和的人，你会温和。
So, good ground. What is the person with good ground? Sharon said humble. I think that's right. What do we know before you can receive the word of God and you can be the good ground? What happens in a person's heart to make them the ground that can receive the seed?
所以刚才先生讲到那个好土有个特点是谦卑，这是非常好。那什么样的情形能让这个土能够接受这个道呢？
Looking for, okay. They have a desire. Okay.
有寻求的心，这个很好。
Okay. They're hoping. They're seeking.
他们盼望，他们寻求。
Hearing and receive and trust.
Okay, okay.
听了，接受了，信了。
Very good. Remember the theme of our study is take heed how you hear. Okay.
我们都知道这里说到你们要仔细你们所听的。
So, the farmer plants the seed and he throws it on the ground, but the way we get the word of God, the seed, it comes through the ear.
对，农夫是把这个丢到土的面上啊。对于我们人来说呢，我们是听到耳朵里去的，道是听到耳朵里去。
So, this person that receives the seed, they want to hear the truth. They are seeking the truth. They're not necessarily good people or bad people, but they are seeking the truth.
所以这种的人他有很重要的特点，就是他是在听的，他是在寻求的，他要这个道。他不一定是好人或者坏人，他这个不重要，但是他要，他需要这个道。
Maybe I get a
yes.
I could share my experience before the word of God went into my heart. It was very deep.
对，就我跟大家分享一下我的经历，在神的道进我的心之前呢 ，it was very deep.
I was trying to be good,
and
found the more good I tried to be, the worse I seemed to become.
嗯， 因为那个时候呢，我很努力想做一个好人，但我发现呢，我越努力做个好人呢，我发现越走反的方向。
And I was deeply convicted deep down in my heart, and I think one of the things that Joe is looking for is that soil has to be good soil, deep soil. It has to be plowed very deep in conviction of sin.
所以这个土呢，它一定是要深深犁过的啊，就是就在深深犁过的这个意思，就是我们真的意识到我们是个罪人，就真的行不出来那个善，这个土就被挖过了。
Welcome, Ruth. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. That's
what maybe.
Yeah. No. That's right. That the soil has to be prepared. Now, how would a person prepare themselves then? To receive the seed, how would you prepare?
那我们怎么样去预备自己啊，去接受这个道呢？
Very good, Nicole. Very good.
是神的。
Exactly. We can't prepare ourselves.
对，是神的工作。其实我们预备不了自己。
Right. But the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of God, He works in our hearts. Now.He works in all these people's hearts, all of these types of soil, but only one of them allowed him to work in their heart.
所以他是神的道哈，在每个人的身上他都会做工，然后呢，神的圣灵，然后呢，但是只不是所有人都允许神的圣灵来做工。
When Eric said that he was convicted deep down in his heart.He didn't do that himself. The Holy Spirit showed him his need for the Lord Jesus, and that was plowing up his heart, getting ready for the seed to come.
所以刚才 Eric 讲到他的心呢，很深的认识到自己是个罪人呢，其实不是他自己在做的，而是圣灵呢在带着他，让他意识到这一切，就像圣灵在犁这个地啊。
And the Holy Spirit of God plows everybody's heart that is willing for Him to do that.
所以圣灵呢是给每一个人愿意把自己交给神的这个人呢，他都在做同样的事情。
But some say to the Holy Spirit, they say to God, not just the preacher, they say to that conviction, I know it's wrong, but I don't want it.
但是会有一些人他会说，哎，我不要，我知道这个是错的，我肯定是不要的。
I know that at least 1 year before I became a Christian, the Holy Spirit was plowing up my heart and making me ready to receive the Word of God.
我知道至少我得救前一年里面呢，圣灵是在我里面在犁这个地的。
That's calledMe?
You mean plow the land is like difficult in difficult situation?
No, I wasn't really in a difficult situation, but the more I tried to be happy, the emptier I became. I realized that what I was doing is not working.
这不一定是指说有困难的环境啊，更多的呢，就像他说的，他不管怎么样想去得到更多的快乐，但里面更空虚。
It can be sometimes you can be stressful in difficult situations, and that's the way sometimes your heart is prepared to.
当然有这种方式，也有很多的人在他的很困难、很压力大的环境下啊，在这是一种预备的方式，但不是全部的人都是这样。
So.When the ground is prepared and the heart is right to receive the word of God, what happens to the person?
当地已经犁好了，就准备接受这个神的道的，这个人会发生什么？
When the word of God comes into your heart.Okay, let's talk about repent for a minute. We didn't mention that word, but that's a pretty good word. What does it mean when the Bible says, unless you repent, you can't be saved. What does that mean?
所以刚才有一种回答说是要悔改，那圣经，我们先来谈一下这个词很好，圣经说过，你若不悔改呢，你就不能重生。这是什么意思？
If I have to repent to be saved, I hope I can find out what repent is.
如果我要得救，必须要悔改，我总是要明白悔改是什么意思。
Say goodbye to sin.
Say goodbye to sin.
Oh, say goodbye to sin. Aaron, if you could say goodbye to sin before you become a Christian, you wouldn't need Jesus.
但是问题是你如果在
You could clean your own life up.
如果你自己
It's a good answer though. You're on the track.
对，你是在思考，但是你没有想过，如果你自己能够跟罪说再见，那你还要耶稣干啥呢？也不需要他。
See, this is what a lot of people think actually. They think that I gotta straighten up, I gotta be good enough, and then the Lord will save me if I'm good enough.
这就很多人认为呢，我要变得足够好，这样的话呢，耶稣就能救我。
So people try to be good.
所以每个人都很努力变成个好人。
The problem is.They can't be good.
问题就在于呢，他做不到啊，他不能成为那个好人。
You can be a little bit good. You can be a whole lot bad.
你可以变得好一点点啊，甚至好很多。
How good do you have to be to go to heaven?
那你有多好才够去天堂呢
？Like Jesus. Nobody can be that good.
没有人能够。
That's the problem, Nicole. That's the problem right there. Yeah. So let's say I went all of my life and I was good, and just before I died, I told a big fat lie, and that was the only sin I ever committed. Surely only one sin wouldn't keep me out of heaven. Surely I'm 99.9999% good.
假设啊，一种极端的情况，我一生真的是什么错也没犯，我死之前也就撒了一个大谎，我是99.9999%的好。
My wife became a Christian when she was a little girl, probably younger than Audrey and Rachel.
我太太呢，成为基督徒的，就她得救的时间呢，差不多就是这两个小女孩这个岁数哈。
And so she wasn't a bad person.
所以她根本不是说一个坏人嘛，她没有。
Look at these little girls. Don't they look like nice little girls? Nice little girls.
对，像小女孩，她也很好哈，也没有受什么社会的这个影响。
Yes, yes. So I wonder, do you think that nice little boys and nice little girls, you know, you think they need Jesus?
所以，那你们认为像这种很小的小孩子
，or just big bad people need Jesus？
他们需要耶稣，还是那些只是那些很坏的人需要耶稣
？Everybody, girls, we're in trouble. We're all in trouble. Everybody.
每一个人都需要。
Sometimes when I give my testimony, people say to me, "Oh.Well, you were so bad, you needed to be saved."
所以有的时候我碰到这种情形，我跟别人讲我见证得救的见证的时候，有人会上来跟我说：“哎，你真的很坏，所以你就是你的确需要。”
So I say to them, "Wait right here, I'll be right back. I'll go get my wife." I said, "You come and tell them, you know, because you were just a little girl, okay?" So what did they say? You know, she wasn't bad, but she still needed Jesus.
然后这个时候呢，我就停，我说我先不讲啊，我都没法跟你讲了。我把我太太请来，那她从小这个很小的小女孩开始的，那她不像我这样，我是一塌糊涂在信的，我都让她来跟你讲。
See, you and I, we look around the table tonight, and I go, I'm just as good as you guys are tonight.You know, and we judge ourselves by one another.
比如说今天我们这一桌子上不多的人，我们看彼此的时候，哎呀，我比他好一点，我比他好一点。然后呢，其实我们是有一个比较的标准，是在彼此之间。
But God judges us with himself. He doesn't judge us with one another.
神审判的不是在我们之间来比的, 他的标准是他自己。
And when God looks down from heaven, he says, I couldn't see any good ones. There was no good ones.
神看我们的时候只是一个义人也没有。
So all have sinned and all need to be saved. But our question is, how do I get right? How do I get in the place that I can get saved? What do I have to do?
所以既然是这样的，那我们怎么才能得救呢？我们怎么才能预备好自己呢？
Okay, first thing you've already said, you got to want to be saved, right? You got to feel that there's a need in your life and that you...
对，我们刚才提到了，你心里要有这个想法，你就是真的需要啊，在你的生命当中。
If you offer a life jacket to an Olympic swimmer, he just laughs at you.
如果你把一个救生衣啊, 去给一个奥运会的游泳冠军呢, 他就嘲笑你。
He's an Olympic swimmer. He doesn't need a life jacket.
我不需要救生衣。
Okay. But if he's practicing and he's swimming and he has some kind of accident and he starts drowning and you offer him the life jacket, what do you think he will do?
那如果他在训练，然后呢，训练的时候碰到一些事故了，他快淹死了，那你说我把救生衣给你，他会怎么说？
See, now the situation is completely changes. Now he has a need in his life.
这是情况完全不一样，在他的生命当中，他开始变得有需要了。What
we have to all realize is that everybody on earth is drowning in sin, and we're going to die unless we accept the life jacket, the Lord Jesus himself.
所以第一我们非常重要的认识就是每一个地上的人因为是罪人，我们都是在沉下去的，我们都是要那个救生衣的。So
you got to want to be saved before you can be saved. You got to desire that there's something in you that you need, and the only person that can help you is Jesus.
所以我们一定要有这颗愿望，有这颗真的有这个需要，我们知道我们需要神的救恩。
Okay, so where does repentance come into this? It's a good question, but where does it fit?
那悔改是怎么样进到这个逻辑里来的呢？
Do I repent before I trust the Lord, or after I trust the Lord? Or what does repent mean? Is repent like the first step, and then the second step is believe, and then the third step is ask Jesus into your heart, and then what's the, where do we go?
到底是哪一个阶段这个悔改进来的？是在得救之前得救之后，还是什么叫悔改？还是你这个悔改是第一步，然后接着认识耶稣，然后接受他成为救主，是不是这样一个一个台阶的呢？是什么意思？
方向错了。
Wrong direction.
Repent is wrong direction? Is that what you're saying?
你说,
change direction? Turn around? Okay. Okay. Remember we went over this in that morning class. You remember that? That's very good. I want to show you something. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Okay? I think you were there actually that morning, Nicole. First, we're going to look at repent. What repent means.
我们来看一下悔改是什么意思。First
Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Verse number 9.
一章九节。
For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。
This little phrase is so important to understand when it comes to salvation.
所以这个小的经文啊，当我们讲到救恩的时候，显得非常重要。
These people change directions in their life.
这些的人呢,
in their life.
这些的人, 他们在他们的生命当中, 他们开始转向了。
But I want you to notice the order. How did it happen?
所以我要大家注意啊, 这个顺序是怎么发生的。
They did not turn from idols to God.
他们并不是从偶像转向神。
They turned to God from idols.
他们是转向神, 离弃的偶像。
Now, I think it's important, and maybe we can help you understand what my point is.
我来解释一下，这个非常重要。
Some people think that you have to repent of your sins before you can become a Christian.
有的人认为呢, 你在成为基督徒之前, 你一定要悔改你的罪。
And what that means, I suppose what they think that means is, whatever I'm doing that's wrong, I shouldn't be lying anymore, I shouldn't be immoral anymore, I shouldn't, whatever I'm doing that is wrong, I should stop that, and then I can turn to the Lord and I can be saved.
那我尝试理解一下这个说法, 就是说呢, 我不管做了什么, 我是撒谎的, 过不道德生活的, 我做的很多其他的措施呢, 好, 我现在要信主了, 我要停, 我不做了。 我不做了，我转向上帝。
Okay.
这是他的想法。
Now here's a person right here. Okay.
那现在是这个人。
And he's walking in life, and here he goes along the way in life.
他在他的生命当中，他走啊，往前走。
Now over here, somebody tells him about the Lord Jesus and about God and about salvation, all the things that he needs to know in order to be saved.
那在那个方向呢, 有一个人跟他讲了关于耶稣基督, 关于神, 关于这个救恩, 一切他其实需要的真理, 那边都跟他讲, 就在后面有个人。
But he's on the broad road and he's going down to destruction.
他在那个宽路上啊, 他在罪的宽路上, 他在往灭亡中走。
So people say, well, you must turn from your sins and you must turn to the Lord.
那人们都说呢, 好, 你要从你的罪里面呢,
if he could turn from his sins, that means that he some way, somehow, overcome these bad things in his life, and now he is able to go to God and be saved.
如果他真的能靠着自己啊, 从原来那个路上转回去, 那说明呢, 他自己有这个能力啊, 从这个罪的这个捆绑当中断开来, 然后转身, 然后往那个神的方向。
Let me suggest the order is different.
那我来告诉你啊, 顺序不是这样的。
When this person is going down the broad road and he hears the plan of salvation, he turns to God.
这个人在往宽路上走的时候, 当他听见了神的, 话了以后呢, 他就转头了。
But when he turns to God, he's got his back on his whole life.
然后他一转头呢, 他就背向他的旧的路。
He's trusting the Lord. He's not trying to clean his life up before he becomes a Christian. He's in sin. He's in that lifestyle. But he turns to God.
他并不是说他先要去努力去对付他的罪, 而是他被神的道吸引, 他就转头了。 他转向神呢, 他自然就被
This is what the text tells us here.
It says
that they heard how that they turned to God from idols. They turned to God. They were idol worshippers.
从偶像当中归向神的。他是离开偶像的过程当中归向神的。
Part I want you to remember in repentance is you turn to God. That's what you need to remember.
所以悔改其实就是归向神。Amen. You can't stress that enough. You turn to God. 对，所以你就是归向神，就是你被神吸引，自然就远离了罪。I
met a man one time that said he became a Christian.
我碰到过一个人呢，说他成为基督徒了。And
about 3 months passed, and his life completely changed, his moral life completely changed for the better.
那他的三个月里面呢，他的道德生活真的是大大的改变。他提升了。
He was having trouble with his marriage, and that got better. He was drinking too much on the job, that all cleaned up. His whole life turned for the good.
那他的 以前的婚姻关系也不好，然后也酗酒，他这些都开始往好方向走了，都很好了。
Another few months passed, and I met that man. I said, "How are you doing?"
那又过了几个月呢，我就问他呢，他说现在怎么样呢
？He said, "You know what?" He said, "I didn't find Jesus Christ." He said, "I found willpower." He said, "I've completely changed my life."
他说我没有看见基督啊，我看见这个里面那个决心的力量啊，意愿的力量。
He found that in his own strength, in his own person, I can quit drinking, I can quit abusing my wife, I can quit. Everything was about him, and his life changed, but he never became a Christian.
所以他发现呢，我靠着自己的毅力，我可以戒酒，我可以不打老婆，我可以做这个不做这个不做那个，都是他了。反正其实他没有认识耶稣，他是认识的自己。
He turned from sin, but he didn't turn to God.
他是某种程度。
And a lot of people think when they quit doing certain things in their life that all of a sudden they become a Christian. You gotta turn to God.And the rest of that will take care of itself. But these people, they try to clean their lives up, and when they have some success, they think they're Christians now.
所以很多人认为呢，他只要不做那些坏事了，他就是基督徒了。其实呢，不是，我们是转向神，那些事情他自然就会没，他是个自然的结果，自己就没了。
Let me suggest that true belief in Jesus Christ has.Inherently, in true belief is repentance. It's not a separate act; it's one act.
所以，一个真正的信靠耶稣的人呢，悔改是在这个信靠里面的，他自己就会带出来这个悔改，它是一个自然的结果。
So it's not four steps to salvation. There's one step in salvation.
所以，它不是一个四个台阶、五个台阶的，它就是一个整个的整体。一个台阶里面就全部带出来了。
See, when,
就是信靠。
When I believe that Jesus died for me, when I trust the Lord Jesus as my Savior, when I turn to God, that is one act in my life.
所以当我相信耶稣基督，接受他成为我的救主，当我转向他的时候，就这一个行动，全部就在这个里面。
So I'm a little bit.I'm a little bit cautious when I hear people say, "You've got to do this, and you got to do this, and you got to do this, and somewhere along the line you've got to repent." But they don't make it very clear, and I think it's confusing. The Bible is very clear: believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved. Receive the Lord, and you will be saved.
圣经非常清楚地讲了，就是你相信耶稣基督，你接受他成为你的救主，你就得救了。所有的全部放在这一个篮子里的，那我们要相对比较谨慎。你把它分割成，你要分几步，你要先做什么，后做什么，当中可能加了一个很重要的环节叫悔改啊。我们要讲这个要非常谨慎。
Look in Acts chapter 16. I want to see if I can just give you a little more light about.The heart being prepared for the good seed.
16章，我们来看一下这个心怎么来预备成为这个好土哈。使徒行传十六章。
In Acts chapter 16, you have a story about the Apostle Paul and the team that was with him.Being directed by the Holy Spirit to go to a certain place.
整章呢都是使徒保罗和他的团队呢，在圣灵带着他们啊，去到一个新的环境。
I found it really, really interesting that when Paul and his team wanted to go into a certain area, you probably don't know where I'm talking about, Galatia or Asia or Bithynia, but they wanted to go into this area, and the language is so strong. It says that in verse 6, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to go. They couldn't go. It's just like the Holy Spirit said, No, put this big wall up. You cannot go there.
在十六章六节呢，往后呢，其实保罗他们要去一个地方讲道，但是圣灵呢不许他们去啊，圣灵要把他们带到另外的，就是马其顿那个方向去。
In verse 7 again it said, but the Spirit would not let them go.
对，第七节说呢，耶稣的灵
却 would not allow them to go.
却不许啊，却不许。
But then that night, in a dream or a vision, the saw a man over in Macedonia across the water saying, "Come over here and help us." In a vision, in a dream.
在夜间呢，保罗就有个梦啊，或者异象呢，显给他，就是有个马其顿人站着。说你到这里来帮助我们。
After Paul had that dream or that vision, he got the rest of the team together and he said, "This is unbelievable." He said, "In my dream last night, I saw this man, and he told us to come over." And he says to them, "What do you think about it?" To the team.
所以保罗呢，一定会跟他的团队分享啊，就是哎呀，我们晚间我做了一个梦啊，是我们要去马其顿去。
Well, the team in verse at the end of verse 10 says, "We believe that was God." So they all agreed. We all agreed that God had called them to preach the gospel in this other place. Would not allow them to go where they wanted to go.
对，所以第十节呢，他们都知道啊，这是上帝带他们到马其顿方向去，而不是其他的方向。
Now, just to add a little really interesting twist to this story. When they got over to the place where the Spirit of God was leading them, they meet a woman who was from the area that God wouldn't let them go.
我跟大家讲一个非常有意思的事情啊，就是大家如果读这个故事继续往下读呢，然后他们到了那个马其顿方向啊，碰到的第一个得救的那个妇女呢，恰恰就是去就是从那个他们不允许保罗去的那个地方来到马其顿来的。
So they get over to this place where they were supposed to go, and they find this woman, only to find out that this woman was from, well, the city of Thyatira. That might not mean anything to you, but that was the area that they were forbidden to go and preach the gospel. She was from there, but now she's in Philippi.
对，所以呢，他去到的这个地方叫腓立比啊，来有一个妇女叫吕底亚，她是推亚推拉来的。推亚推拉就是哪呢？就是保罗本来要去，但是神的灵不让他去的那个地方。所以呢，这个妇女刚好就是从那个地方来到这里来得救。
When they got to this area, they went down to a prayer meeting. Paul and his team went to a prayer meeting.
然后呢，保罗来到这里呢，就开始去了一个祷告会哈。
And this lady, whose name was Lydia, she came to this prayer meeting as well.
然后在河边了，就是一个祷告的地方。然后这个吕底亚呢，也去了这个祷告的地方。
And it's a I'm get to my point here in a second. Look in verse 14 of Acts 16.
十四节到十六节。
And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, that would be Paul and the team, whose heart the Lord opened. Just, we'll go that far.
有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人名叫吕底亚，是推亚推拉城的人，素来敬拜神，她听见了主就开导她的心。
The Spirit of God is working in this woman's heart. This woman is seeking God. You might say, well, she's probably already a Christian. She's worshiping the Lord, or she's worshiping God.
然后呢，耶稣神的灵已经在预备这个妇人了。那她在祷告的地方出现啊，所以她甚至可能已经信了。
I'm going to suggest for you that she is not a Christian because she has not heard the gospel message yet.
但是呢，我要告诉大家，她其实不是得救的，因为她还没有听到真正的福音。
But she is responding to what spiritual light she had. She knew about the Jews, she knew about the Jews' God, and she was seeking the Jews' God. She wanted to worship that God.
但是呢，从他的反应你看得出，他是在寻求的。他听说过犹太人的神， 他很想去认识。
And so we read in the text that the Lord opened her heart.
所以呢，上下文里讲，神就开了，主就开导他的心。
You might say, well, how nice for God to do that for her, so she got saved.
你说，哎呀，这神这么对她，真是太有恩典了，她得救了。
Well, the Lord opened her heart, but she had to trust Christ herself. God did not do that for her, and I'm going to show you in the text.
然后呢，虽然主开导她的心，但她依然还是要自己做决定，去接受耶稣成为她的救主。
Notice what he opened her heart to do.
你会看见。下面半段叫什么?
That she, in verse 14, the Lord opened, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attend unto the things which were spoken of Paul.
所以呢，前面讲到主开导他的心的时候呢，他其实还没有得救。然后开导他心，要他干什么呢？叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。
Now watch something. Go back to verse 10 at the end of the verse.
第十节的后面一点点
says assuredly gathering that the Lord has called us for to preach the gospel unto them, so we know what Paul's message was.
所以十节的后半段呢，因为神召我们传福音给那里的人听，所以我们知道保罗在讲什么，他在讲福音。
So here's a lady. She's actually an immigrant, isn't she? She's come from another country.
好，现在来了一个妇人，她的名字叫吕迪亚。其实她是个移民。
And she's traveled, I don't know, 250-300 miles, and now she's over in, I guess we'd call that Europe today.
所以她其实是一个移民，她从小亚细亚这块地方呢，至少走了200-300英里。
Yeah.
因为马其顿已经是欧洲了，其实就是希腊所以她从小亚细亚这块地方。跑了200-300英里，跑到他是个希腊的移民，就像我们是移民跑到这边。
And she doesn't know the Lord, but she is seeking the Lord.
但她不知道神。
She's doing everything she knows to do.
她在寻求神。
And God brought her more light.
但是神给了她更大的光。
And the Lord opened her heart so that she could hear the gospel message.
所以神开了她的心呢，让她听到了这个福音。
Let me suggest that this principle is the principle that God uses all over the world.
我要告诉大家，这个原则啊，其实神在全世界都是这么用的。
The principle goes like this.
这个原则是这样的。
If you respond to what light God has given you, He will give you more light.
如果你响应神呢，就是你是积极的响应神的光啊，那神会给你更大的光。
Think about it like this.
你这么来想。
A native in the jungle somewhere walks out of his mud hut and looks around and goes, "Boy, this is really a big place. I wonder who did this, made this."
You mean?
The native who knows nothing, yeah, just looks up into the sky, to the stars, and thinks, I wonder where all this came from. This is really a big place, the earth, the heavens.
Okay. 假设有个人呢，他站在旷野里啊，他站在丛林里，他抬头看整个天象，看整个宇宙，他说，哎呀，这个谁太伟大了，谁造了这一切？
He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know about God. He doesn't know about Jesus. He never saw a Bible.
他也没有看过圣经，他也不知道耶稣。
But in his heart, he's seeking. He says, "I wonder where all of this came from."
然后在他的心里，他寻求，他说：“哎呀，我真的想知道，这到底从哪里来的这么多。”
See, according to the Bible, God declares His majesty and His power in creation, the world and the heavens.You can see something about God. It's not very clear, but somebody made this.
对，所以圣经告诉我们呢，其实我们从我们所见之物啊，其实神都是在宣示他的主权，因为他这个创造实在太伟大了。我们总是能够看得见，一些点呢，你会去想有一个造物主。
So what I'm suggesting is God, who knows our hearts, realizes this guy is seeking. He's responding He doesn't have much truth. He doesn't have much light from the Bible or from God or anybody. But what little light he has, he's seeking that. He's responding positively to that.
所以这样的一个人呢，其实他里面有一点点小的光。他不一定有神的很多的真理，但是他在寻求，这就是那点小的光，就他想要知道到底是谁在背后创造的这一切。
So you know what I think happens to that man?
你猜后面会发生什么对这个人？
I think in a very short period of time, a missionary comes to that village.
我猜啊，过了不长一段时间，会有传道士到这个村子里去。
Because if he responds to what light he has, God will give him more light.
只要他里面有那么一点寻求的心，那一点点光呢，神会给他更大的光。
Do you remember an army officer by the name of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10?
在《使徒行传》的十章，你就记得那一个。 罗马的军官叫哥尼流的军官。
He wasn't a Christian.
他当时不是个基督徒。
But he was doing everything he knew to do. He was like Lydia.
他就像吕底亚一样，他也想认识这个神。
And then one day an angel came to him.
有一天一个天使来见他。
And the angel says, God saw what you were doing.
天使说呢，神见到你所做的了。
And there's a man down by the seaside, his name is Peter. You go see Peter and he'll tell you how to get saved.
然后呢，他说有一个人叫彼得，他住在海边上，你找人去把他叫过来，他会告诉你关于得救的事。
So Cornelius was responding to what light he had, and God gave him more light.
所以哥尼流呢，把就是正面的去回应了神的光，有就那么一点点。
This is the reason that I can tell you tonight that if anybody around this table seeks the Lord, you will find him.
这就是我想告诉的，今天桌上的任何的人，只要你想去寻求神，神一定会让你找到。
He will lead you along. He will give you more light.
他会带领你，他会给你更大的亮光。
He will open your heart. You will hear the way of salvation.
你一定会听见关于救恩的真理。But
then you must make the decision whether to accept it or not.
但是最后呢，决定的人还是你自己，你要去决定。
You see, there will never, ever be a person stand before God in the judgment and say, but I didn't have a chance. There won't be anybody.
所以在审判的时候，在神的审判台前呢，没有一个人能说，哎呀，我没什么机会。Because
the Holy Spirit works in everybody's life, and we got a big picture. It's called the universe, and it's screaming. There's a creator somewhere that made this.
所以呢，其实每一个人都会知道啊，就有这么大的一个宇宙在这，他就在宣誓，就告诉我们，冥冥之中你就知道是有一个创造者，这罗马书讲的，罗马书一章。Okay,
well, Eric, since you've been gone, we have shortened the meeting because we're not as long-winded as you are. But we've been going with the permission of those in favor. We've been going about an hour, and but we can certainly open it up for some questions, but these questions need to be related to our subject.
我们今天讲到的部分我们就到这里，可以留一点点时间留给大家问问题，问题最好是跟我们今天的这个话题相关的。
I have some more outlines. They're not really outlines. This is more of a picture, really, I think. But why don't you start these going that way, and you start them going that way. And what we're going to do next week...
下一周呢，我们会讲一点...
They can just get one and pass it along. Yeah.
关于这个圣灵的九个果子。
Yeah. Yeah. What we're gonna do next week, the good ground brings forth fruit. Remember that in our study? And we're gonna talk about the fruit, but we're gonna talk about how the fruit is produced.
那我们都知道呢，好土会带来好的果子。那我们要想要明白一下果子是什么。
And I want you to at least look these verses up. They're not hard, they're not long verses. And we're going to talk about the fruit of the Spirit, and we're going to talk about how the fruit, what it looks like and what it is and how it happens. And these are all of this is to do with the Holy Spirit. Okay, if it's the fruit of the Spirit, then we need to know what the Holy Spirit is doing.
这个是圣灵的果子，对我们，可以学习一下，不是很难，大家回去可以自己读一读。
Yeah.
If when we find a people